We've got a few moments left with every single one of you. So just stay in this atmosphere right now. Even in this venue, you can slowly take your seat. If you want to stand, you can stand. All of you that are at home right now, just stay in this atmosphere, because the word has come forth with such power tonight. And I believe that even God right now, by His Spirit, He's moving tonight. And He's touching people in this venue. And He's touching people at home. We must recognize something very important, that God has done everything that God needs to do. He's done everything He needs to do. He's made everything available to us. And He has called us in this final hour of time to carry it. He has called us to be carriers of the answer. I see God is touching people right now. I see the presence of the Lord resting upon so many people in this venue. You at home, every person that's on Zoom, I see the presence of God is resting upon you. We must recognize something so important, that we are being called by God in this final moment of time to carry the answer. Say this with your mouth in this venue and at home. I carry the answer. That's not good enough. I carry the answer. Say it with your mouth so that you can believe it. I carry the answer. In Jesus' name. You know, sometimes you need to declare these things with your mouth so that the devil can hear it come out of your lips. So that he can hear that, man, this one knows what they carry. See, when you recognize something, that when you begin to walk in communion with God, as Shantae shared, and as you begin to realize that God doesn't anoint me by accident like what Taylor was teaching, and as you recognize what Jade was sharing, that boldness begins to flow from you when you've been with Jesus, everything about you begins to change. The way that you walk begins to change. The way that you talk begins to change. The way that you carry yourself begins to change. The way that you act begins to change. I can't be like everybody else when I recognize that I have the same Spirit on the inside of me right now that rose Jesus from the dead. How can I be like everybody else? Why would I want to fit in with the crowd when I've been called to stand out and declare God is alive and He lives forevermore? You have been anointed in this hour. God doesn't anoint you by accident. He anoints you with a purpose and a plan in mind. Every person in this venue, I don't care what your age is, every crew member, you have an anointing upon your life. Every person watching me on TV, you are anointed, not by accident, but to carry out that which God has called you to do. You know, something I realized this week, or something that came and just resonated with me again, is that I carry the answer to what my generation is longing for. I carry the very gift that every person out there that doesn't know Jesus is longing for. You know, when God spoke this word to my heart to share, He said to me, tell my people that they are called to carry. And the crazy thing is, I shared this earlier today with some of the staff members, but when God spoke this word to my heart, I was thinking, okay, that sounds really awesome, called to carry. That's very catchy, you know? It's quite cool. But I struggled to pin down what, I didn't know what He was wanting me to do. And God said something to me. He said, go outside now. And I wasn't even sitting at my own desk. I was sitting at one of my friend's desks. And God told me, get up and go outside. So I said, all right. I went outside of this very building, this church building. And I said, God, I'm called to carry, but what are you telling me to do? And He said, begin to walk. And as I began to walk, I took 5 steps from this very place where the Great Faith Dome is. This very place where we preach the gospel. This very place where we come to and we experience God on such an amazing level. And we experience the moving of the Spirit of God. But you know what's crazy is I took 6 steps and God said to me, go speak to that man. And there was a man standing by a gate because the gate had broken. So he was paid that day just to stand there and watch the gate so that nobody could come in or come out. And God told me, go speak to that man. And as I began to speak to this man, and I didn't really know what the Lord wanted me to do, but I was guessing He wanted me to tell him about Jesus. And I began to speak to this man. I said, have you ever heard about Jesus? The man had never heard the gospel. He didn't even know there was a Jesus. You never heard that I can go to heaven? I don't have to live the life I'm living. I can actually go to heaven. I can, what is this? And I had the opportunity to preach the gospel to him. I had the opportunity to share Jesus. This man was but 5 steps from this establishment, but he had never heard the gospel. He had never heard Jesus came to die for you. And not only did he take your sin and your sickness upon his body, but he rose again. This man had never heard it. And I began to preach the gospel to him and tell him about Jesus, and everything about him began to change. My God, there's a God who loves me in heaven. I don't have to live the life that I'm living right now. He wasn't married. He's got a little girl. His name was Michael. He's got a baby girl and he doesn't have a wife. He was watching a gate as a living. And I said to him, sir, do you want to accept Jesus? And he received the Lord. And he confessed his sin and he repented and he received God. And I said to him, sir, where you are today, this time next year, you won't be in the same place. God will take you to the next level in Jesus' name. You know what's funny? As he received Jesus, 5 steps from a church building, never heard the gospel, as he received the free gift of salvation, for the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. He received Jesus. And as he received Jesus, the Bible says that the Holy Spirit will convict the world of unrighteousness. As he received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, the words flew out of his mouth, I'm an alcoholic. That's the Holy Ghost. And God delivered him right then and right there. And he's coming to church on Sunday. Never been to church before. Didn't understand why there's a church. What I want you to understand, every person that's in this room, every person that's at home, is that you carry the gift of God. In earthen vessels, you carry his power. You carry the solution. You carry that very spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. See, I made up my mind. I don't give a rat's about popularity. I want the power of God. Popularity is here today, gone tomorrow. But the power is what brings about the change. The same people that celebrated Jesus were the same ones that were shouting, crucify him. Popularity, smopularity. Who cares about being popular? I care about the power of God. You want to be a game changer at school? You want to be a game changer at university? Get the power of God on the inside of you and lay hands upon the sick and see them recover. Lay hands upon people and see demons flee. You want to be a game changer? You want to see fire fall? You want to see revival? Get into revival. I don't want you to feel I'm shouting at you guys, but there's something that burns in my heart, because as I ministered to this man, when I went home, I didn't even tell my wife about it. This is the first time she's actually hearing this testimony. But I went into the shower and I began to cry. So often we become preoccupied with our life, with our goals, with everything I want to do. But Jesus has called us to go ye therefore into all the world, not to be like the world, but to be anointed, to lay hands upon the sick and see them recover, to win the lost at any cost. I'm not going into all the world to be like the world. Glory to God. Say this with your mouth and you at home and in this venue. I'm called to go into the world, to bring about change, to see the lost saved, to see the sick healed. I will stretch forth my hands and they shall recover, because I am anointed. I am appointed. I am empowered. I am set apart. I am born for such a time as this, and I shall see it come to pass in Jesus' name. Amen. See, we won't see revival until we determine in our hearts to get into revival. I've made up my mind, I'm going to win souls for Jesus. And this man gave his life to the Lord, and his life was transformed in a mere moment. And just as Peter and John, as Jade was sharing, if they just walked past that man, he would have had no other hope. He probably would have still been there 2 years later in the same state. But Peter said something, silver and gold I don't have, but what I do have, say this with your mouth, I have it. You might not have silver and gold right now, but you've got something greater. And it's the name that's above every name. It's the Spirit that's greater than any other spirit. And it dwells on the inside of you. Don't you know that ye are the temple of the Holy Spirit? And ye shall receive power, ability, efficiency, and might. And the Holy Spirit rests upon you. The Holy Ghost doesn't come upon you just for fun, or just to chill, or just to relax. The Holy Ghost comes upon you to see lives changed, to see nations shaken, to see the sick healed, to see the blind see, to see the deaf hear. Say this with your mouth, you at home, you on Zoom, and you in the venue. I am called to carry the solution. You can't act like everybody else when you recognize the power that's on the inside of you. You can't talk like everybody else when it's Christ in you, the hope of glory.